Alice did not quite know what to say to this, so she helped herself to some tea and bread and butter, and then turned to the Dormouse and repeated her question.
Why do they live at the bottom of a well?
The Dormouse again took a minute or two to think about it, and then said,
It was a treacle well.
There's no such thing.
Alice was beginning very angrily, but the Hatter and the March Hare went,
Shh, shh.
And the Dormouse sulkily remarked,
If you can't be civil, you'd better finish the story for yourself.
No, please go on,
Alice said very humbly.
I won't interrupt you again. I dare say there may be one.
One indeed,
said the Dormouse indignantly. However, he consented to go on.
And so, these three little sisters, they were learning to draw, you know.
What did they draw?
Said Alice, quite forgetting her promise.
Treacle,
said the Dormouse, without considering at all this time.
I want a clean cup,
interrupted the Hatter.
Let's all move one place on.
He moved on as he spoke, and the Dormouse followed him. The March Hare moved into the Dormouse's place, and Alice, rather unwillingly, took the place of the March Hare. The Hatter was the only one who got any advantage from the change, and Alice was a good deal worse off than before, as the March Hare had just upset the milk jug into his plate. Alice did not wish to offend the Dormouse again, so she began very cautiously,
But I don't understand. Where did they draw the treacle from?
You can draw water out of a water well,
said the Hatter.
So I should think you could draw treacle out of a treacle well, eh, stupid?
But they were in the well,
Alice said to the Dormouse, not choosing to notice this last remark.
Of course they were,
said the Dormouse.
Well in.
This answer so confused poor Alice that she let the Dormouse go on for some time without interrupting it.
They were learning to draw,
the Dormouse went on, yawning and rubbing its eyes, for it was getting very sleepy.
And they drew all manner of things. Everything that begins with an M.
Why with an M?
Said Alice.
Why not?
Said the March Hare. Alice was silent. The Dormouse had closed its eyes by this time and was going off into a doze, but on being pinched by the Hatter, it woke up again with a little shriek and went on,
That begins with an M, such as mouse traps and the moon and memory and muchness. You know you say things are much of a muchness. Did you ever see such a thing as a drawing of a muchness?
Really, now you ask me,
said Alice, very much confused.
I don't think...
Then you shouldn't talk,
said the Hatter. This piece of rudeness was more than Alice could bear. She got up in great disgust and walked off. The Dormouse fell asleep instantly, and neither of the others took the least notice of her going, though she looked back once or twice, half hoping that they would call after her. The last time she saw them, they were trying to put the Dormouse into the teapot.
At any rate, I'll never go there again,
said Alice as she picked her way through the wood.
It's the stupidest tea party I ever was at in all my life.
Just as she said this, she noticed that one of the trees had a door leading right into it.
That's very curious,
she thought.
But everything's curious today. I think I may as well go in at once.
And in she went. Once more she found herself in the long hall and close to the little glass table.
Now, I'll manage better this time,
she said to herself, and began by taking the little golden key and unlocking the door that led into the garden. Then she set to work nibbling at the mushroom. She had kept a piece of it in her pocket till she was about a foot high. Then she walked down the little passage, and then she found herself at last in the beautiful garden, among the bright flower beds and the cool fountains.